This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, here's our third offering for today. We're continuing in the Seder HaTfilah. I got a call this week from a Choshava Mashpian Rebbe who is taking upon himself to try to promote the inyan of Tfilah. He feels that Tfilah is like a Meis Mitzvah in our time, that it's not given the proper reverence and respect and Kavana. So I mentioned, you know, look, we have a shir every week in Ion Tfilah, and I think this is a very important part about elevating the status of Tfilah, because how could you appreciate something that we don't really know enough about? I think, you know, by learning the subject of Tfilah, it's probably the most direct way to elevate our appreciation for it. I want to thank my very dear friend in Los Angeles, Abtzal Rose, for sponsoring the Shiurim on Tfilah, Zech Nishas, his brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, and Neshama Shav and Aliyah, and Abiyah Meir Soshev, his whole family, Abiyas Goel Tzedek. Now, we're up to Yishtabach. Yishtabach is the conclusion of Pesukei Dezimra. And Yishtabach begins, Yishtabach Shimcha Lo'ad Malkeinu. Your name should be praised forever, our King. And I remember personally hearing from Rabbi Victor Miller, Zerusag Levracha, that upon the conclusion of Pesukei Dezimra, we just spent the last 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes praising Hashem, instead of thinking, okay, we're done, no! We regret having to proceed and continue, but really, Yishtabach Shimcha Laad, your name should be praised forever! But we regret concluding. And here we have in Rav Miller's Sefer, Praise My Soul, now at the conclusion of the verses of song, we declare that we regret concluding, for your name ought to be praised forever. Rav Schwab likewise says, at the end of Pesukei Dezimra, where our Kavana is, that even though now we're stopping from Shiras V'Seshpachos, that's because we have to proceed, we have to say Berachos Kriya Shema and Tefillah. But it's not because we've completed the praise of God. But the praises of God, Yishtabach Shimcha Lo'ad, they should continue forever. And Shah points out, this bracha is like a bracha achroina, Pesukei Dezimra, that starts with Baruch Sha'amar and ends with Yishtabach. And the reason why Yishtabach does not begin with a bracha is because it's smucha lechaverta, Baruch Sha'amar. Like Yehalelucha at the end of Halel does not begin with a baruch. Why does the bracha at the end of Megillah begin with Baruch? Because that's not a bracha achroina on the Megillah, it's a bracha by itself for the miracle. Because we only say it betzibur. By the way, the Roikeach adds another important idea of why we begin Yishtabach Shimcha Lo'ad. The Roikeach, Rabbi Elazar ben Garmaiza, points out, because Az Yashir ends Bayoim Hahu, on that day at the end of days, Yeah Hashem Echad Shema Echad. On the day in the future, in the day of forever, God's name will be praised. So we immediately say, yes, Yishtabach Shimcha Lo'ad, that day should come so that your name should be praised forever and ever. So it's a Hemshech from Bayoim Hahu, Yeah Hashem Echad Shema Echad. Now who composed Yishtabach? So we have over here something out of this world. We have in the writing of Rav Chaim Vital, the Maharchu, Marein Rav Chaim Vital, and he says something, and he says, I did not hear this from my Rebbe, the Ari. I heard it from a Chacham. He says, this Shevach was enacted by Avraham Avinu. Ki shevach zeh tiknoi Avraham. And it's merumas in the Rashi Tevois. Kel hoidois. Boirei kol haneshamois. Riboin kol hamaasim. Haboicher b'shirei zimra. Melech! Kelchei Hoylamim. Rashi Tevois Avraham. Brachos Vaidahois Meatav Yadoylam. Baruch Atah Hashem. Kel Mehelech Gadol Batish Bachois. Kel Hoydahois Adoyna Niflois. So the only thing is, in Nusach Ashkenaz, we don't have this remez. Did Avraham Avinu daven Nusach Sfard? Of course not. Nusach Sfard is only about 200 years old. However, Avraham Avinu might have been a Sfardi. That's a different question. So in other words, in Nusach Ashkenaz, you don't have the remez to Avraham. But in the Nusach of the Sephardim, who say, Kel ho'idois, boirei kol ha'neshamois, ribon kol ha'ma'asim, ha'boicher b'shir ezimra, melech kelchei ho'ilamim, we have a remez to Avraham. Says Reb Chaim Vital, you should know, I didn't hear this from the Ari. He heard it from Chacham Echad. We don't know who this Chacham is. Very interesting. Now, the Reb Chaim Vital's son, Reb Shmuel Vital, wrote footnotes on Reb Chaim Vital. That he says, I heard something else. That the beginning of Yishtabach was enacted by Shloimo Yamelech. Shimcha, Lo'ad, Malkeinu, Hakel. So it's a stira. Is it Shloimo or is it Avraham? He said it could be the beginning of the bracha was enacted by Shloimo. And the bracha at the end, Baruch, was Niskan by Avraham Avinu. So first of all, what in the world would the connection be between Shloimo and Avraham? Shloimo made the beginning, Avraham made the end. That's very unusual, that's very somewhat strange. So it's very interesting, the Roikeach brings in Yishtabach, there are 15 languages of Shevach. Brachoy, we say like this. Shir Ushvacha, Halel Vizimra, Oiz Umemshala, Netzach, Gedula Ugvura, Tila Viseferes, Kedusha Umalchus, that's 13. The Aruch HaShulchan says there are 13 praises, the Mishnah Berurah says there are 15 praises. Brachos V'Hoydois. They correspond to, I'm just going to mute everyone. They correspond to the 15 Shir Hamalois in Tehillim, and the 15 words of Birchas Kayanim, and the 15 praises in Yiskadal. And Ve'emes V'yatziv. They're all 15. And the Rakech says actually these three 15s, namely Yishtabach, Birchas Kohanim, Yiskadel, one is Keneged Shir HaMalos, one is Keneged Birchas Kohanim, and one is Keneged the 15 Hoidus, which are Soifei Tevois David. Now, how many words in Yishtabach? Isn't this interesting? There are 53 words in Yishtabach. Can I get the 53 parshios in the Chumash? And anyone who says Yishtabach b'kavana, it's like they're mekayim the whole Torah. And anyone who davens b'kavana, it's like he built the Beis HaMikdash. 53 words in Yishtabach. There are 13 parshios in the Chumash that have 53 words. Gematria, the 53 guards that are in Gan Eden. Now, what would the connection be where we say the end of Yishtabach was composed by Avraham and the beginning by Shloimo? So in the Sefer Laboik Arina, he brings that there are 15 generations from Avraham to Shloimo. So it comes out very beautiful. The beginning of Yishtabach, Yishtabach Shimcha Lo'ad Malkeinu Akel Shloimo. And then 15 praises that get you to Avraham. So it comes out, Yishtabach is praising Hashem in the full gamut of Ki Beka Hashem Tzura Ilamim. So we could say that Tzura Ilamim, you have the 15 generations of Beka Hashem from Shloimai, who composed the beginning, until Avram, who composed the end. That the praise of Hashem was revealed to the world starting with Avraham, and it came to its fruition in the times of Shlaimai. Now I want to share with you something amazing. A few weeks ago, I had the zchus to be in Provence at the grave of the Ravid, Rabbi Avram ben David of Poquieres, the Ravid III, the Baal HaHasagos, and there also is buried the Ravid's son, known as Rabbi Yitzchak Sagi Nahar. The Ravid's son was a great Mekubal who had Giloy Eliyahu, was one of the fathers of Kabbalah, and he wrote a small kuntres. It's called Soid, Kuntres Soid Hadlakas Neirois Chanukah. And it's printed, where is it printed? It's printed in the Sefer HaZikaron of Rav Huttner. And I tell you the truth, it's been many, many years since I quoted from the Kuntres Soid Halakas Neiros Chanukah. But since I just went to his grave, obviously Hashgacha will have it that we're going to feature his Sefer today in the Tefillah Shir. And he reveals something out of this world, that Yishtabach is the Tefillah of Abraham. He arranged it. It's the Tefillah Avram would always say. And he formulated 15 praises. Keneged the Ka. From there, Shefa emanates the Chesed. And after the 15 words, he sealed his name. The Aleph is Kel Ha'adois, Adon HaNeflois. That's the Aleph referring to Abraham. The Beis is Boirei Kol HaNeshamos. That's the Beis of Abraham. Ribon Kol HaMasim is the Reish of Abraham. The next stanza is Haboicher B'Shira Zimra, is the Hay of Abraham. And the fifth stanza, which is two words, Melech Chei Ha'olamim. Chei Ha'olamim is one word. Now it's interesting. How do I know Chei Ha'olamim is one word? We know Zachreinu Lechayim Melech Chafetz B'Chayim V'Chasveinu B'Sefer HaChayim L'mancha Elokim Chayim. Elokim Chayim is like one word. So there are 10 words in Zachreinu Lechayim. Now here's the thing. Really, the bracha is over when you say Baruch Atah Hashem Kel Melech Mehula Bat Tishbachos. Just like Yishtabach ends Melech Mehula Bat Tishbachos, just like Baruch Sha'amar ends Melech Mehula Bat Tishbachos, Yishtabach ends Kel Melech Mehula Bat Tishbachos. That's the end. And really we should say Amen. But Avraham said, no, wait, let me just be Meramis to my name. So Avraham added, Kel Hoidois Aleph. Boyre Kaneshamais Beis, Reboin Kamasim Reish, Haboy Chebashir Zimrahei, Melech Kelche is the Mem. So really, we should say Amen when you say Kemach Melobat Tishbachais. It's a halacha psuka that you're now to be mavsik between the end of the Chasima and Amen. But by Yishtabach, we are mafsik between the end of the Chasima and Amen with 15 words. The 15 words are, listen carefully. Kel, Kel Hahoidois, Adoin Hanefloys, Boire Kol Hanashamois, Ribayn kal hama'asim. Haboicher b'shirei zimra. Melech che is one word. Ha'oilamim. 15 words. Why do we add the 15 words? The reason is, v'hatam, says Rabbi Yitzchak Saginar. Because the halacha that you can't be mafsik between the end of a bracha and amen is the brachos that were enacted by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, Ezra. But Yishtabach's not from Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, it's from Avraham Avinu. So there's no din that you can't be mafsik between the end of the bracha and amen by a bracha that Avraham Avinu enacted. Very interesting. Rav Shloima Arieli, the brother of Asher Arieli, the author of Rapiduni B'Tapuchim. It's interesting. Avram, originally his name was Avram, but he had an added hey. When did he get the hey? By the Mila. And he was elevated above Teva. He ruled over his five Evarim. It's interesting, and what words correspond to the hey and Avram Avinu's Mila? Haboicher b'shirei zimra, zmirais. The Mila is connected with zmira. Why did God select the zmirais of Avram Ubanov? Because they have a Mila, so they're worthy to praise Him. Now we understand a deeper reason why Bris Mila is associated with Kriyas Yamsov. We know that at a Mila we sing a zemer. Yoim Li Abasha, we sing about Kriyas Yamsov. We know Kriyas Yamsov was on the 8th day. Oz, the 8th day. There's a connection between Mila and Kriyas Yamsov. Now we're learning that in the Zechus of Mila, Hashem selected Haboicher B'Shirei Zimra. So now we see there's a connection between the Bris Mila and being able to sing to Hashem. Because only someone who is above physical nature with the Mila is able to sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hence, through the Mila that Avram got the hay, that is alluded to in the words of Yishtabach, says Rabbi Shlomo Arieli, Haboicher b'shirei zimra. That's why the Magen Avram says that on a day of Mila, the Moel says v'charis imaya bris, and the Machzis HaShekel says Minag Ashkenaz, is that the Moel and the Sandik say some of the psukim. So now we understand the connection between Mila and Shira. Now it's interesting. This is a tradition that Reb Chaim Vital says he heard from Chacham Echad. This is a tradition brought by none other than Reb Yitzchak Sagi Nahar. However, Avudraham, one of the Rishonim, says, Shimcha lo'ad malkeinu hakel is Rosh Teva Shloimai. And he says it could be whoever authored Yishtabach, he did it l'chvoid Shloimai HaMelech. But he doesn't bring in the possibility that Shlomo HaMelech enacted the beginning of Yishtabach. Let's end with the comments of the Holy Chida on the Haggadah Shel Pesach, where the Chida says, we know that the Rashi Tevoi said the four words, Shimcha, La'ad, Malkeinu, Hakel, is Shloimai. Some say Shlomo enacted it. But says the Chida, it could be the Rashi Tevoi, Yishtabach, Shimcha, Lo'ad, Malkeinu, HaMelech. Yishtabach, Lo'ad, Malkeinu is Yishalem. From here we learn there's a remez that Hashem in His great kindness pays those who praise His name. Even though we don't have eloquent speech and we have limited intelligence, nevertheless Hashem is Yishalem, Yishtabach Shimcha Lo'ad Malkeinu. Hashem pays with good payment, because the midah of the toiv is to be meitiv. And we perhaps could suggest that the reason why we end Psukei Dezimra with Yishtabach then is we're saying, don't think we're going to say this and we just walk away and it's over. No, Yishtabach Shimcha Lo'ad Malkeinu, Yishalem. Recognize that there is recompense, there is reward for coming and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Hashem accepts our humble offering to Him, and not only that, Hashem rewards us. So these are some of the secrets of the Rashi Tevois in Yishtabach, that Yishtabach is attributed Shimcha Lo'ad Malkeinu HaMelech to Shloimai, to Avraham, Kelo Adois, Baye Kaneshamois, Reboin Kaamasim, Havoy Chebashir Zimra, Melech, Cheho Elamim. It's a tribute to Avraham, who put in 15 extra words at the end of the Yishtabach, and there are 15 praises from the beginning of Yishtabach to the end, connecting the 15 generations from Shlomo HaMelech to Avraham. Okay, Marv Raboisai, next week I think we'll have one more shir, Bli Neder, on Yishtabach, and then for the new year we will begin the new subject of the Birchas Kriya Shema. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Bracha V'Hatzlacha. Kol Tov. Kol Tov. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.